Today we are all reading from Book of Obadiah. We have Pastor Jason sharing. Morning to you all. Today we read on the Book of Obadiah. It's the shortest book in the whole of Bible. Only one chapter. And it's only described the judgment on Edom. So its position is similar to two other books. Book of Jonah talk about Nineveh, that Assyria will be judged. That's in the Book of Jonah after Obadiah. And then Book of Habakkuk, that Chaldeans will be judged. And here we talk about Edom will be judged. The title for today is Care for... Remember the Brotherhood. The title for today is Remember Brotherhood. Edom is Esau. And then Esau was brother with Jacob. So Esau was the brother, older brother, and then Jacob was the younger brother. The message of this chapter, this book is clear. It's very direct. Verse 1, the vision of Obadiah, this is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, rise, let us go against her for battle. So an envoy was sent to the nations. So God, basically, God was saying to the envoy, the messengers, let's go to Edom and take down Edom. God was marshaling the nations, everything to go against Edom. And then in verse 10, the last part, you will be destroyed forever, verse 10. And then verse 18, there will be no survivors from Esau. That's verse 18. The ending of Edom was like so miserable. God said that I will destroy Edom. That's what God was saying plainly. And I am gathering nations to take down Edom. So the last time the Edomites appeared in the Bible, that was in the time of Jesus, that the herald was Edomite. And afterwards, Edomites did not appear at all. Like Edom was completely destroyed. So the word of God would never return to him via void. And this book was telling us why Edom will be destroyed. Why? Let's all read verse 1 to 7, 4, sorry, 1 to 4. Okay, verse 2, see, I will make you small among the nations, you will be utterly despised. So it's like a corresponding to each paragraph. Why? Why Edom was made small? Why? Because they live in the clefts of rock, they make their home on the heights. That's verse 3. I think it was last year we went to Israel and we had a chance. We were in Jordan. And then we were in the palace of Edom. It was like a really high place. So Edomites live so high, but now he was supposed to be brought down. And they were proud. That's why they will be utterly despised. So they thought that they were really, really high like eagle. They were as high as the star. That's how they thought of themselves. But God said, I will bring you down. I will bring you down. Those who are proud will be utterly despised. That's verse 2 to 4. And verse 5 to 6 are clear too. And Edom was well protected, covered, despised, disguised. But all these will be taken away. And now verse 7 to 8. They are very wise. They are very clever. But they will be cheated. They will be deceived. They will be set upon. They will be a trap, and their wisdom will be taken away. That's the judgment on Edom. He thought that he was saved. He thought that he was most the richest. He thought he was most clever. And all these will be gone in vain. God's judgment is clear and direct. From verse 11, God told us why he was doing such things. Here we say that remember your brotherhood. That's the reason why Edom was judged. So Esau was brother with Jacob. And God cared a lot about brotherhood. When the Israelites left Egypt, they were walking on the desert. They were wandering in the desert. They passed through Edom. But Edom did not let them pass through. And God said, well, if they do not allow you to go past their land, then you make a detour. Do not fight against them. They mistreat you, but let them have the way. Give way to them. So about this brotherly relationship, that's how God sees this. Your older brother did not help you, then you just, you take a longer way, but do not bully your brothers. Do not do that. That's the attitude of God. So Esau was judged. What are the reasons Esau was judged? Verse 11. Verse 11, in the day that strangers carry captive his forces, when foreigners enter his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were one of them. Verse 11. Though they did nothing to help their brothers when they were in trouble. When your brothers were suffering, are suffering, we did nothing. And we will be judged. As we read the book of Obadiah, we did not know the background of this book. So we think the background of this book is not the focus of this. But if we try to do some study, it's about 840 BC. That's the king of Aram. So Israel was being under attack, totally destroyed 5 times. And they were invaded by Gentiles, by other nations. So if we try to do this, then this should be written. Here talks about the second time that Israel was under attack of King Aram. 2 Chronicles chapter 21. 2 Chronicles chapter 21. So the Philistine and the Arabic invaded Judah. So at the time, Edom just turned their back on Israel. So this book should be about that time. when Israel was in the day of calamity, it was day of trouble, and Edom did nothing to help his brother. He was being judged because he got wrong attitude. Your brother is suffering and you do nothing to help him. And then verse 12, it says here, verse 12. In the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah. That means you're happy at people's, you laugh at people's misery. Verse 13. You should not have entered the gates of my people in the day of calamity. Indeed, you should not have gazed on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor laid hands on their substance, or like you try to loot when there is like a fire going on. Maybe, there is a fire broke out in your neighbor house. Everyone was trying to put out a fire, save everyone, but you actually try to steal their things. That is really, really, really bad. And verse 14, you should not have stood at the crossroad to cut off those among them who escaped, nor should you have delivered up those among them who remained in the day of distress. Verse 14. That means, you add oil add fuel to the fire. So Israel was under attack of the enemy. The enemy came here. Now, you help the enemies to attack Israel. And you even remind the enemies that, there are some survivor here of Judah. Go and kill them all. That is really, really bad. So four levels here. The first one, that you do nothing to help your brother. The second one, you laugh at your brother's misery. The third one, that you even rob your brother when they're in trouble. The fourth one, that you add fuel to the fire. God utterly despised such people. God utterly despised those people. When your brothers are suffering, you do not support them. On the other hand, on the contrary, you do nothing. You even rob them when they are in distress. You do not care anything about the brotherhood, the relationship. To God, such people should be exterminated from the face of the earth. God sent the nations to destroy such people. Verse 15, for the day of the Lord upon all the nations is near. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reprisal shall return upon your own head. Verse 15. Talk about the judgment principle of God. How you have done on others, it will be done to you. It divided into a few levels here. How does God judge nations? According to the attitude of nations towards Israel. When nations are treating Israel well, God will bless nations. When nations mistreat Israel, God will curse nations. That's back to the promise of God towards Abraham. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. That's the promise of God towards Abraham. That's the judgment principle of God. We are judged or rewarded. That depends on our attitude towards Israel. That's the one level we can look at it. And then we can get closer. To some people, Israel is far too off from them. But if we put it a bit closer, how does the older brother treat the younger brother? That's what it's saying here. How you interact with your siblings. when your younger brother, younger sibling is suffering, what do the older siblings do? You know, your brother, your younger brother is suffering and you even, you know, add fuel to it, even hurt him more. This kind of older brother, God will just utterly despise and God will just take him down. You do not remember the brotherhood. If your brothers are in trouble, you do not help each other, they should not survive. It doesn't talk about older brother or younger brother. Maybe that, you know, older brother could suffer as well. But we are one family. Between siblings, you need to have good relationship and care for one another, look out for one another. That pleases God. We must care and help each other. It's a clear message from this book. Now we are on verse 17. It talks about a few things here. But on Mount Zion, on the day of the Israel's calamity, that Edom didn't respond good, well. But why would Israel suffer? Because she has her own problem. But on Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. What does that mean, possess their possessions? What does that mean? Because you have lost your possessions, that's why you need to possess your possessions again. So in the future, you know, Israel will suffer from this line. That's the problem of house of Jacob. And verse 20, and the captives of this host of the children of Israel shall possess the land of Canaanites as far. The captives of Jerusalem who are in Sepher shall possess the cities of the south. It talks about captives and captives twice. It talks about the future of Israel. They will be in captives. They will be in captivities, but the final promises, even though they were in captivities, they will possess their possessions again. There are reasons why Esau were judged, but to the house of Jacob, house of Israel, they have their own way to go. They were not behaving well. They did not serve the law well. They will be judged. They will be loot. They will lose their possession totally. But at the end, God will return all to them. Even though Edom, what Edom had will be given to Israel. That's why we should never laugh at each other as brothers. Do not laugh at your brothers. Israel was suffering under the permission of God. Do not laugh at your brother being suffered. Israel had gone too far. That's why they were in captives, then they're being destroyed. You are the brothers. You are the older brother. Help whatever you can, and God will remember what you have given. Do not think that you are safe. I got good national security. And where I live, there will be good defense, good protection. I have enough money. I have enough of weapons. I am clever. And the younger brother did not... you know, younger brother, you know, God has chosen him and he did not serve God well. He deserved all this. What Esau said was not wrong. Your younger brother did not behave well. He should be judged. He should be criticized. But there's a time for young, for older brother, you can, you know, help your brother and you will be remembered. If you do not help your younger siblings, yes, your younger siblings should be judged, should be punished. But in the future, the ending of you as the older brother will be even worse. That's the dealing between brothers. Between brothers, how do we? How are we being brothers to others? We support and help. We say something more relevant to us. We need to care for the disadvantaged. We in the same community, we are same group. We can give what we can. We can do our part. That's the same in the cell group. And that's what we should be doing in our city. We have our part to play. There are bound to be something we can do. We thank God that Hong Kong is doing really well during this pandemic recently. 2 days in a row, we have zero confirmed cases. Yes. The situation is improving, it's getting better. But globally, the whole world has more than 3 million confirmed cases. Some countries are improving, but yet still, you know, the numbers of confirmed cases is still going up. But praise the Lord. Once there was a period of time, Hong Kong had the highest number of confirmed cases outside China. But quite quickly, we contain the pandemic and we come out of this distress caused by pandemic. We must thank God for this. What's next? What's next? What should be the attitude of Hong Kong people? Yeah, you know, this certain country, they do not have good habits. They are not hygienic. And I don't know what their countries are doing. They do not respect the profession. Every country have their own problems, for sure. We just say, oh yeah, that country is not doing well. This country is not doing really good. Then Hong Kong will become Edom. There are bound to things that we can do. We have a part to play. That's between nations. Between cities, between churches, same. And within a same cell group, some are doing good. And some are in distress. God wants a relationship that will help one another. We do not bully our brothers, maybe, but maybe we do nothing to help them either. Then that means we have the resemblance of Esau in our lives. That's something that God despises utterly. Same in cell group? Same in a church? We are not small among churches. We definitely have a part to play we can offer. God raises up so that we can help others. We ask God to help us. Most likely we are in either of the situation. On one hand, we are in distress, we cry out to God to help us. And the second thing is we have the ability, we are able to help others. But do not be the third type, please. Just like Edom, he did nothing to help his brother. He laughed at his brother's misery, even robbed in the day of calamity. And God say that, you know, God will exterminate him from the face of the earth. We ask God to help us. We remember the brotherhood within our own family, in cell group, between churches, and between nations. We have a part to play. Let's worship our God.